806 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Lundi Gras, which always sounds better than Fat Monday edition of the show. Glad to have you here. And over this hour, at least for a half hour here, we're going to get to talk to former senator and a candidate for Senate again, Jeff Sessions, in studio. Did you come in to see anything? You get to go out to any parading? This is something you don't get to do when you're campaigning, right? Go out and go see parades.
Well, it would have been fun. I got in Saturday night home here, and but I didn't make it to a parade. No.
Okay. Well, it's excusable at this point because I know, a little bit busy here as we celebrate Fat Tuesday tomorrow, just a week out from Super Tuesday. Obviously, the cliche is here. It's really crunch time now, Senator. It's really, of course it is. Of course it is. It's a busy pace going forward. What do you do? What do you, as you try to decide, just doing this over the years, you only have so many days left. You have to allocate your time, your resources, your time. How do you make, is it a triage list? Is it like a military mission? How do you decide what you're doing?
It is a, takes a lot of work and effort to think about how to reach the most people in the most effective way. The election is, the primary election is a week from tomorrow. I'm saying to my friends here in Mobile and my neighbors, I need you tomorrow. A week from tomorrow. And we need your vote. We ask you to go out and cast that vote. There are big issues at stake. I've done my best over the years, and I think effectively, to represent our values. I am ready to go back. I have not changed. In fact, I'm more charged up than ever. I see the opportunities we have now to end the illegality at the border, to stand up to China and fix our trade problems that are just unacceptable. President Trump gets it. He's leading on that. He needs Congress to help him in judges and taxes and regulations and more American energy. All those things are out there that I've been engaged in over the years. And so I'm asking people to be alert. The election's coming.
Right.
Would love to have your support.
What do you think about that turnout? I mean, I think it's going to be good with it being on a presidential cycle. You think the turnout's going to be, I mean, better than, well, we've seen some years when was in the teens or the low 20%. I think it's got to be much higher than that.
I think it would be higher than that. And people are beginning to pay attention. It's come up pretty fast for most people. Mm-hmm. They haven't been focused. Christmas and New Year's have all been out there. President's Day and other things are happening. But I think people are beginning to focus on the real choices at stake. Who can do the best job of protecting Austal, Airbus, the old the steel plants and the Coast Guard that I hear that I've worked for years to work to support and strengthen, plus who will advocate effectively our values on the national stage. A lot of people are going to be watching this election. They're going to wonder if Alabama still stands firm for a lawful system of immigration, still stands firm against excessive government spending, still stand with President Trump on trade. These will be big issues for the whole country will be watching.
You know, you mentioned, let's talk about Airbus for a second and Austal, the kind of different Austal with the military program, obviously Airbus in the private sector, but both are companies that are based outside the United States. But with, you know, we hear the tariffs, and I worried the worst, to be frank with you, when these tariffs, I said, what will this do to these companies here? And with last week, the announcement of the exceptions here for Airbus and their build, do you see a system where the pressure of tariffs or evening out the trade, well, instead of just having the assembly facility here, do you see the way American companies went to Ireland and offshore and other places? Do you see the inverse happening with some of these companies, whether they be from Europe or somewhere or Australia, deciding, well, we're going to move it stateside because that's where the business is?
Well, they're making money here. Mm-hmm. Companies that are investing in America are making money. We've got good American workers. They work hard. They're more productive than European workers. And we ought to be winning. One reason we're not winning is because they're unfairly trading with us. This is what it's all about. We're not against. I am totally supporting Airbus's investment here and Austals and Hyundais and Hondas and Toyotas
Mercedes.
These things are fabulous. I've worked for all of those projects. I've been a great ally of Airbus and Austal. I had my hands on both of them at the very beginning. We won the Airbus tanker contract when President Bush was president, and they took it back through some sort of machinations that we don't have time to discuss.
Well, I was going to say, can I book a time sometime for you to explain how that all happened when we had the better tanker project here and we lost it?
Absolutely. And I can tell you the story about it. And it was not good. It was wrong. The military did not get the best aircraft, in my opinion. Not my opinion. It's a fact. They did not. But the Obama administration and got in with the unions and Boeing and others, whatever. It was not a good thing. But back to what I want to say to you about tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
When you are dealing with a country like China,
okay,
that's not treating you fairly, this blocks our shipping of our products to China and our ag products and our manufactured products. When they block them, when they say you've got to give them our trade secrets, our manufacturing secrets, when they say you've got to have half the country, half the company owned by China. And
when you say China, this is what makes people understand, not just Chinese investors. When you say China, the government.
Absolutely. Many of these companies are owned by the Chinese government, and the others are being supported by the Chinese government. And so it is not fair, and we've allowed this to continue for decades. President Trump said NAFTA wasn't fair. It's going to end. It was a terrible deal, and he ended it. Nobody thought that possible.
Right.
And he's made it better. Now we're focused on China. The first interim agreement is very favorable to us. But how do you force them to the table, Sean? They will not come to the table. They will not change until they're forced to change. You have to understand that. So how do you force them to change? You are going to drop bombs on them?
I hope
not.
That
doesn't make sense. Tariffs is the tool we've always used. The world has always used. Tariffs are worldwide. We'd like to see tariffs all go away eventually, and we have free trade. But that is not the reality that we're dealing with. Our partners are not free traders.
By definition, they're not. I mean, it's not like they're just acting a different way right now. They're not. And that's one of the things I worry about, too. I mean, love our republic, love our system, don't want any other different system. But we're dealing in four-year windows. In the executive branch, right? And hopefully re-election 8 year. The Chinese, their short-term plans are 5 and 10 year plans, right? I mean, 25, they play a long game.
Well, you're so right. And that's why you've got to be strong and stick together, because China will push back and they will block products that we want to sell to them, thinking politically the president will have his legs undercut.
Right.
And he'll give in and they can break him from standing up to them. This cannot happen. We've got to stand with the president. They have to have our market more than we need their market. And let me just be frank. Tommy Tuberville absolutely said he thought President Trump was wrong on China, that he is 100% free trader, that he does not believe in tariffs. He does not understand what's happened. That's the old free market Wall Street idea. The trading deficits don't matter, but they do. When you're buying products that are manufactured in China, their workers are being paid. They close a factory in the United States, we lay off our workers. Maybe they go on welfare. Maybe they retire with much less income than they would have had otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to protect your manufacturing base, both for our workers. It's a big reason wages hadn't gone up in 20 years is closing of our factories.
Sure.
And the other thing you need to do is remember that if you don't have a manufacturing base, you are strategically vulnerable to countries like China who want to achieve strategic power globally.
Now, what do you say? I mean, you mentioned Tommy Tuberville, and some people will say, well, I like the idea of bringing somebody brand new into Washington, you know, that former Senator Sessions, AG Sessions, spent all this time in Washington, and therefore that's a negative. That's a negative, and having no experience is a positive.
Well, look, you can bring in a new person. We do that all the time. But there's a lot of them in Washington I wish could be sent home and a new person put in. But what I would say to my people right here in Mobile, my hometown, I did not fail you. I did not get bought off by the establishment in Wall Street or in Washington. I was able to stand up and did, in fact, stand up even to Republican leadership when I thought they were wrong. And I have won. I'm on the people's side. The people in Washington know it. They know where I stand. And I would ask, I would say to the people of Alabama that give me a chance. We have a possible, we have an opportunity to have some victories for the average working person. That's what Donald Trump was talking to. I traveled with him in these rallies all over the country. I would introduce him at these rallies. I flew on the plane with him. We talked about it. It was stunning to see the people there. They thought, finally, somebody cared about them for a change and was saying things that might make their life better. And, in fact, wages have gone up above inflation for the first time in 20 years under President Trump's leadership. African Americans are doing better. Hispanics are doing better. Poor people are doing better. The whole country is growing to an extraordinary degree, and much of I think it's directly related to his policies.
All right. Can you hang on through the news break? Coming right back, more with Jeff Sessions here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Grab some of your calls or some of your texts at 343-0106 with your questions, and we'll get those asked when we come back.